Our Bible reading comes from Philippians chapter 2, starting at the 5th verse. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here is Namdi Maduka, our Associate Minister.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday before Easter, called Palm Sunday, the beginning of the Holy Week. The epistle reading today is taken from Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 11. Out of God's tender love towards mankind, God sent his Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. This he did so that all mankind should learn from him and follow his example, which is his great humility. From the epistle reading, Philippians 2, verse 6 says that God, despite being in the form of God, did not regard equality with God, but in humility emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. God had power to stop Jesus from being crucified, but that was the reason why he came. He was born to die for our sins, and that became a one sufficient sacrifice. So no more sacrifice is needed, as he had paid the price for all. People could not understand why someone who claimed to be the Son of God should die so cheaply. Even one of the robbers crucified alongside him was able to question him and said, "If you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us." Whenever we are faced with tragedy, whenever we are faced with uncertainty, there is always a question that comes to mind, that question of, where is God now? Why will God allow this? Why me? Why now? Why us? But God does not take orders from us, and his ways are not our ways. We cannot definitively say exactly what God is using any situation we face to achieve. If we have to say exactly what it is, then we will have known the mind of God. Most of the times, we just have to stand and understand that even in the midst of storm, that God is still there and he has a plan for each one of us. The greatest idea in history, the one that has produced the most significant and enduring benefits to humanity, is Jesus Christ. God's idea to come to earth as human, undeniably demonstrating the power of truth, has given us the ultimate message of hope, called the gospel or the good news. God's good news is as current as any breaking news you will see or hear today on the news channel. It is so encouraging, I will refer to it as often as I can, so its message is not missed or misunderstood. The good news announces that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived, and in our place he died the death we should have died. 3 days later, he came back to life to verify his identity as the Son of God. And now he offers full pardon and forgiveness to all who believe and turn from the darkness of sin and the futility of trying to save ourselves. Those who turn and put their trust in him will never be ashamed. The message of hope, this good news, is true no matter what country or culture you are from. Christ came to deal with the legal consequences of humanity, breaking down God's law once and for all. Far from wanting us to be religious, he calls us simply to love him and love others. The gospel changes us from the inside out. That is why many are quick to say that Christ didn't call us into religion, but into relationship. Relationship with him and with one another. And so, people of God, let us continue to look upon God, to walk in humility, knowing fully well that all our labor of love for God will never be in vain. May the Lord continue to uphold us, to keep watch over us, to protect us, even as we continue to trust in him, no matter the uncertainties that we face in this life. Amen.